Number 1. I had to have Mr. John come over and adjust my TV again last night.
If I were you, I'd have someone else check it out.
What does the woman think the man should do? Number 2. Look, I'm sorry I didn't turn up for the match yesterday, but it wasn't really my fault, you know.
It's all very well saying it wasn't your fault, but thanks to you, we lost 9-1.
What do we learn from the conversation? Number 3. Congratulations! I heard your field hockey team is going to the Mid-Atlantic Championships.
Yeah, now we're all working hard to get ready for our game tomorrow.
What will the woman probably do this afternoon?
Number 4. John, dinner is all ready, and my parents have just arrived. Where are you?
I'm sorry, Helen, but the meeting I'm attending won't be over for an hour. You should all go ahead and eat without me.
What do we learn from this conversation?
Number 5. This has been the worst flood for the past 20 years. It has caused much damage and destruction.
Look at the prices of fruits and vegetables. No wonder they are so expensive.
What are they talking about?
Number 6. I'm sorry. I came back in a hurry and forgot to buy the birthday cake.
I told you it is our son's birthday today and he likes cakes. You said you would get him one.
What do we learn from this conversation?
Number 7. Of the two houses we have seen, which one do you think fits our needs better, the first one or the second one?
The second one. It seems very expensive, but in the long run, it will save us the money on the maintenance.
What does the woman say about the reason for her choice? Number 8. Collecting stamps is not an easy work for me. If I have time to spare, I'd like to go for a long country walk or listen to music.
Well, I regard collecting as play. I'm never so happy as when I'm busy with stamps.
What do you learn from the conversation?
Number 9. Could you drop by the lab for a minute? I have some experiments running that I need to check on before dinner.
Sure, I have plenty of time. I'd be interested to see what you're working on anyway.
What are they going to do?
Number 10. Hello, Susan. Weren't you at the meeting last Thursday either?
Well, John, I was just on the way when I ran into an old friend of mine, and she invited me to her home, so I didn't make it to the meeting.
What do you know from this conversation?